Welcome to another episode of the Power of Pickleball mini-series on the Circle of Panda podcast. Our guest today is Julia Ferrella. I love the way she starts off this episode. Also, listen to how she talks about how it's changed her life and how pickleball has actually helped her with depression, which is something that many of us struggle with today. So listen in and enjoy.
All right, dear Heavenly Father, first and foremost, we just come to you with gratitude hearts for everything that you've placed in our lives. Thank you for this wonderful time together so we can talk about the joy that you bring us through pickleball. And Lord, I just pray that your Holy Spirit guide our words so that we can express our heart in the way that we are trying to shine your light. It's our number one goal, is just to shine your light wherever we go, on the courts, on calls, in the workplace, wherever we can. Just give us the opportunity to do that. Lord, I pray right now that this video reaches people that need to hear you and need to see you. Lord, I thank you so much for our friendship with JD and myself. And we just pray that your peace comes, and we love you and we trust you. It's all these things we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you for that wonderful start to a podcast episode. You know, it's occasionally I'll get a guest that'll say, can I pray before we start? Sometimes I do. Wow, that's just a wonderful way to start this off. So thank you, Julia, and thank you for being a guest. And you referenced, you referenced in your prayer something, and that is, look, pickleball. I mean, we met through pickleball.
Yep.
And I'm doing this podcast series here on the Circle of Panda podcast because I'm curious, and I think a lot of people are, What is going on with the sport? Because when I started it, people said it will change your life. Yeah. And now looking back, it completely changed my life. It has changed in so many different ways that it's hard to describe. So you're going to help me figure that one out.
Okay.
Because I'm going to ask you, I want to start by asking you, how did you get involved? And then I'm going to ask you the second question is, how has it changed your life?
Okay.
So Julia, how did you get involved in pickleball?
Well, you know, it's kind of like, I believe how most people, there's one friend ahead of me that already started and was like, you have to come play this new game. And little did she know, it's not a new game at all. It was just a new game for her. And one thing, as soon as you meet me, you will know that I have a very competitive spirit. It doesn't matter what kind of game or what kind of sport, I'm going to at least try it, and then I'm probably going to be pretty competitive with it. And so that's exactly what happened. My friend invited me to courts that were outdoors. And so we went, we learned, and we played. And honestly, I was literally hooked from the first game. I love ping pong. So that racquetball and ping pong is my previous passions. And so I felt like it was a combination of the two. And so I like to describe pickleball as playing ping pong on top of the table. And so it makes people laugh a lot and it kind of breaks the ice. But my friend literally just invited me and we started playing together. And as soon as I started playing, I got my husband involved and the rest is just history. I have not stopped playing since. And I play multiple times a week, every single week for the last 3.5 years.
Back to your competitive spirit. I know that full well, because we were drilling the other day. And when we got to the, what is that called? The speed up, the hand.
Fast hands.
Fast hands. I said, okay, I need to put my safety goggles on. By the way, I recommend safety goggles for everybody. When you got to the fast hands, I went, time to put on the safety goggles. So yes, that's great. So how's it changed? How has it changed your life?
Well, man, like you kind of said, there's so many ways it's changed my life. So to narrow that down to a few ways, first and foremost, it got me out of my house, right? So COVID was hard on all of us. It got me stuck in the house. I was one of those people that gained, I don't want to even tell you how much I gained, but I hit my personal max of what I was. I always told myself I never weigh this much, right? And so I hit that and I went 2 pounds over it. And I'm only 5'1". So you can actually see 3 or 5 pounds on me. And again, it's not about the look, but it is also about the health. I got stuck, right, in COVID. And so Pickleball got me out of the house. Now, I also am, I'm a fitness person, right? So I, everything is fitness and nutrition. So I went back to the basics of going, I know what I need to do with my health and my nutrition, but pickleball got me out of the house. And a fun fact about me is I love strength training. I hated cardio. Like my whole life, I've had a trainer since I was literally in high school. I love fitness. However, I never added cardio. And so cardio, even pickleball cardio was what actually got that last little bit of weight off. And I've kept it off for, you know, like I said, over 3.5 years. And that was a good, you know, 37 or 38 pounds. So it is, first and foremost, my health has been the biggest benefit for me personally. And I have a 16-year-old daughter. I want to be here with her for a long time. We go hiking. I want to be able to go out with her. And so that first and foremost has been the biggest change in my life. But then the second part, and you know, this is going to be a little bit of vulnerability here because I don't think people are vulnerable enough, but I suffer from depression and COVID didn't do me right in that area, right? And so people see the smiling face and the super energetic, but that does not mean that we are not acceptable to falling into the black hole, right? And if you know, you know. And so pickleball got me out of the black hole. Of course, I'm a very faithful woman of Christ. And so first and foremost, he got me out, but then pickleball kept me out. And so now I have friend groups that I never would have had before. I've met women that, you know, we have accountability with each other. You know, I'll just get a text like struggling and boom, I'm on my knees praying. And then I'm going, and when are we playing pickleball? And so I think those are the two biggest impacts, was physically and mentally.
Thank you. First of all, thank you for opening up.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people, struggling from depression.
Yeah.
It's a
beast.
It's terrible. So I'm gonna drill down a little further on those 2 points, okay? Mm-hmm. The first one is the fitness. You know, people are out there listening and viewing going, oh, you can't gain. There's not much to pickleball in terms of fitness. When are you going to get cardio from fitness? Okay, now you know far better than I do because of your background. How are you getting cardio from pickleball and fitness?
There are a couple ways. First and foremost, it is cardio, right? And if you play competitively, now we could talk quickly about the different levels of pickleball, because pickleball used to be, you know, a senior sport and all the youngins came and took over. There are so many levels of pickleball. So there is a senior level of pickleball that is a slower pace, right? And that's okay. Being in my 40s, I like to play really competitively. And so for me, I'm very active. If you lob, I'm running and getting it. I'm not just watching it and go, oh, I hit the line. You know, I'm running back there. And then guess what? I'm sprinting back to the line because they're probably going to throw a short ball at me, right? So first and foremost, if you choose to make it an active and competitive sport, it will be, right? Mm-hmm. And so for me, I play that way. I play like I'm competing for $10,000 every single game. And that's just me, right? However, that keeps the athletic edge for my personal body. And then, as you mentioned, we drill together. That is a big proponent as well. And so drilling is huge. Pickleball Charlotte is the indoor pickleball facility that I personally love to drill at. Their instructors are amazing. And so I was actually instructed there for a while too. So of course I'm a little bit, what is that word? Oh, I just forgot the word. Yeah.
Biased? A little
yes,
bit?
Yes, biased. A little biased of that. But so there's also classes that you can take that infuse strength training, cardio, and pickleball drills. And that was just my jam. And so some specific examples would be knowing that you do side steps, right? So when we're on the no volley zone or kitchen line, when you move, you want to move laterally back and forth. And so getting in some really good side steps for a couple minutes straight, you're going to feel that. That's going to feel good. Also, one of the, and it's funny, I did some research on this not that long ago, but one of the best full body workouts, I should say exercise, is actually a wall squat, if you can believe it. So that is something that I do on the regular, and you can do that from home, right? So get your body warmed up, get it active, and then push yourself. And so those are the ways that I did go in and I invested, and I go to clinics and I go support our coaches that are using this as their livelihood. And then I also do it at home. I warm up before every single time I go out and play pickleball. I don't care how young or old you are. I'm just saying you should do that. And hopefully you'll hear from me more about that in future podcasts. Yes. Because I will just scream that from the mountaintops for everybody. You have to warm up your body and tell it it's about to do some exercise.
Yes. For the listeners and viewers, I play a fair amount of two and am not doing what you're telling us we should do. And I have gotten injured a couple of times and have cramped on the way back from tournaments.
Yep.
You have to. It's way more than people think it is. And that might be, you hear the stories and the articles about people getting injured, you know, the injury rates going, because I think people get out and they feel like they're 12 again, because the sport does that, right?
Yes.
Now you opened a door for me that I want to walk in a little bit. Okay. And I think it's a great way to where we started and almost where we're ending, because I could keep on here for 2 hours asking you questions. And okay, the faith part of it.
And the what part?
The faith part of it. So you mentioned depression.
Yeah.
And I said there's a lot of people out there right now struggling with a ton. We have divisions, and this person says you got to. There's just so much of that, right? But then you said, "Who helped you get out of your depression?" And you gave credit where credit should be given. And then you mentioned the role that pickleball played in it. And I'm having the same experience. The faith piece of it, it's almost like we're playing and people looking at one another going, I'm not so sure what's going on here, but there's something unique and special. Can you describe that a little bit better? Do you know why is faith playing such a role in your healing and in the healing of others through pickleball? How's that happening?
I think first and foremost, depression is not new for God, right? In the Bible, there's multiple examples of people in depressive states, even as far as suicide, and God and his angels showing up and pulling them literally out of the holes, out of the desert, and turning their lives around. So first and foremost, this isn't new. He knows how to help you. You are not alone. You're not alone, first and foremost. We get stuck in that. I get stuck in that, but we're not alone. So he's not surprised by depression. He can be there to help you get out of it. But then going back to that whole point, most of the time, depression can start from feeling that alone. Nobody feels like me. Nobody likes me. You know, you're in this corner, right? Well, pickleball brings you out of that corner. And then you're talking on the court and somebody is an encouraging person on court. And they're like, I love playing with you. You smile a lot. You have fun. Boom. That's instantly raising you. You're one more claw out of the hole, right? Because now you're getting affirmed. And so for me, like pickleball and the community that it brought, and it's still bringing to me to this day, has been a total partnership, right? Because sometimes I couldn't get out of bed. God got me out of bed. But then once I got to the pickleball courts, my friends just encouraged me and gave me that positive reinforcement that I needed to keep going. And so I do think the two are total hand in hand. And I try to be that person for other now. So now I'm out of that hole, right? Who knows if I fall back in it again, but right now I'm out of that hole. So when I'm on court and I'm playing, that's a great shot. I can tell you've been working on that. Oh my goodness, your serve is amazing. You know, if they're running, even if they don't get it, wow, good hustle. You got paddle on it, you know, and then just be encouraging. That's the number one, keep the community strong and keep it positive. So you do your part as well. Whoever's out there listening, you do your part and maybe encourage somebody, because I'm sure somebody has encouraged you along the way.
Well, what a joy you are to know you. I just want to close on that. You can just feel the energy. The joy, the love, quite frankly, it's, you know, it's love is an action and expression, and Julia, thank you so much for being on here.
Thank you for inviting me. I really feel this is a special time, and I feel so honored to be a part of it. And I can just say to anybody out there, I'm a Tiga K resident, and I play on the outdoor Tiga K courts most of the time. So if you ever want to play, hit me up.
Okay. And the best way to find you is how?
I would say Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I'm Jesus Lovin' Jules on TikTok. And then I'm Julia Ferrella on Facebook and Insta.
Okay, great. We're going to be tagging little bits of this episode out there so they can find you there. And as always, to our listeners and viewers, you can find me email me at jd@circleofthepanda.com. And Julia, thank you so much for being on here.
You're welcome. Thank you.